Individual cognitive variances shape perspectives on the world. People use different ways of thinking to understand the world and tell stories about it. Jung came up with his theory of psychological types after studying and working with patients for many years. He wondered why smart people often have different ideas about the same things. Jung was particularly interested in Freud and Adler, two other psychologists who studied the human mind but had very different ideas. Jung didn't just stick to psychology. He looked at lots of other stuff too. He checked out old Greek dudes like Plato and Aristotle, thought about medieval times, and even studied how Christianity came to be. He also dove into poetry, philosophy, and how doctors used to classify mental stuff. All this led him to his ideas about different personality types. Understand Jung's influence. Jung's ideas are built upon those who came before him. For instance, he draws on Nietzsche's concepts of Apollonian and Dionysian types to explain sensing and intuition. Similarly, William James's distinction between intellectualism and sensationalism helps Jung develop his own typology. However, Jung cautions strongly against misinterpreting or misapplying his psychological types. Avoid categorizing or stereotyping individuals based on personality traits. In ancient times, people looked at psychology more as a group thing rather than focusing on individuals. But in medieval times, things started changing. People began to pay attention to individuals in their thoughts, religious beliefs, and politics. This shift allowed for a more objective understanding of different personality types. When it comes to understanding people, we often sort them into different groups based on their personality traits. But relying solely on systems like Jung's psychological types isn't the be-all and end-all. These systems can help give us some insight, but they're not the final say on who a person is. Jung's psychological types are like starter packs for understanding people, but he's against using them as simple labels. He thinks that's just playing games. Instead, he says they're tools for therapists to kick off a deeper dive into someone's mind. So, while they're handy, he warns against slapping them on people like stickers. Everyone has introverted and extroverted attitudes to varying degrees. Attitude, according to Jung, is how we regularly approach things or objects in our world. We humans don't just see things objectively like robots. Instead, we engage with them as active participants. Extroverts tend to prioritize the things outside themselves, while introverts lean towards their own thoughts and feelings. The subject is you, your conscious self. Everything else, people, objects, nature, are the objects you interact with. Extroverts naturally straightforwardly focus on external objects. They connect with these objects directly, approaching them head-on and examining them closely. These objects become the center of their attention, sometimes even to their own disadvantage. Extroversion essentially involves how we interact with the tangible things in the world around us. Understand introverts and extroverts. Introverts tend to focus on their own reactions rather than on external objects. While extroverts might describe a vacation by detailing what they did and saw, introverts will tell you how they felt about it. For example, while extroverts might talk about the activities and sights of the vacation, introverts will share their personal experiences and emotions, like what they found interesting or disliked. This difference in perspective highlights how introverts prioritize their internal reactions over external events. Introverts focus inward, while extroverts focus outward. Extroverts are more tuned into their surroundings and the energy around them, whereas introverts tend to be less aware of these external factors. Instead, introverts place greater importance on their own inner feelings and thoughts about their experiences. Labeling someone as either an introvert or an extrovert can be tricky. People often display traits of both, making it hard to fit neatly into one category. It's like trying to self-diagnose. There's a natural inclination to find a balance. Introverts might show signs of being extroverted, and vice versa. This makes the whole idea of categorizing people a bit fuzzy. Apply four functions with two attitudes in varying degrees. Jung talks about how functions shape our attitudes. He says there are four: thinking, feeling, sensing, and intuiting. Two of them, sensation and intuition, he calls irrational. With these functions, you take in information without judging it. You use your five senses and emotions to understand the world. Intuition is like a sixth sense coming from your unconscious. In Jungian psychology, there are two rational functions, thinking and feeling. Thinking involves using logic and reason to organize, analyze, and synthesize information. It follows strict rules of logic. On the other hand, feeling is the opposite. While it's not just about emotions, feeling relies on emotional values rather than strict logic. It influences decisions based on values like fairness, morality, and empathy. Everyone has a primary attitude and function that majorly shapes their thinking and acting. These combinations greatly influence decision-making. At the same time, we push down the opposite attitude and functions, though they still affect us in subtle ways. Eight psychological types arise from two attitudes and four functions. Personality types aren't about jobs, social standing, or smarts. Instead, they're about how people tend to act and think. Most folks can switch between types depending on what's happening around them. In many Western cultures, extroversion often gets the spotlight, leaving introverts feeling a bit sidelined. But our minds and bodies strive for balance. So, if you're more of an introvert, you might find yourself compensating by tapping into your extroverted side occasionally. It's all about finding that equilibrium. Cultures shift between valuing extroversion and introversion. Sometimes, they focus on extroversion, where importance is placed on the external world and people's relationships with it. Other times, introversion takes center stage, prioritizing inner experiences and personal perspectives. Understand Jung's eight types. According to Jung, everyone has all eight personality types, but some are more dominant than others. Men tend to lean towards thinking, while women lean towards feeling and intuition. These types are described by Jung in their extreme forms. 1. Extroverted thinking, ET type. If pure extraterrestrial beings existed, they would solely base their actions on interactions with external objects and make decisions according to what others perceive as correct. The opposite of logical thinking, feeling, although less developed and often hidden, unconsciously works to harmonize pure logic with emotions and values-based reasoning. 2. Extroverted feeling, EF type. Mainly found in women, EFs engage with the external world through emotions. When EFs label something as good, they base it on societal norms and others' opinions rather than their personal feelings. They tend to focus outwardly, often making decisions like choosing a partner based on factors such as age, appearance, income, or profession, which align with societal ideals. However, their thinking function helps balance this external focus, offering a more moderate approach. 3. Extroverted sensing, ES type. Extroverted sensation, or perception, is all about how we interact with the world using our senses like sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. People strong in this function can seem really practical and maybe a bit full of themselves sometimes. They're not trying to be that way. It's just how they naturally perceive things. Sometimes, they might even seem like they're all about seeking pleasure without really thinking about it, which can clash with the opposite function, intuition. 4. Extroverted intuitive, EI, type. AI is all about how we interpret the world around us without even realizing it most of the time. Instead of focusing on physical sensations, EIs rely on their gut feelings to understand things. They're like detectives, always looking for new possibilities in any situation. While they might not be the best at understanding other people's feelings deeply, they can still switch gears when needed. Sometimes they might focus too much on intuition, but they can balance it out with a bit of logical thinking and empathy. Introverted thinking, IT type. Introverted thinking, or IT, is a mindset that looks inward, focusing on the self. Thinkers with IT are all about coming up with fresh, new ideas rather than just sticking to what already exists. They might know how to use math to create stuff, but they're not too bothered about how it's used practically in the outside world. Sometimes, people with IT can get lost in their own thoughts, drifting away from reality. However, eventually, their other functions kick in to bring them back down to earth. Introverted feeling, IF, type. Introverted feelers, or IFs, often come across as quiet and distant. They dive deep into their inner selves to figure out what they truly value, then use those values to guide their actions. However, if IFs don't balance their intense emotions with their opposite functions, they can end up feeling overly anxious or stressed. Introverted sensing, IS, type. ISs prioritize their inner reactions and interpretations over external stimuli. This inward focus can sometimes make them seem unpredictable or volatile, especially when their inner world clashes with external realities. Introverted intuitive, I type. IS rely on their inner experiences and interpretations, often tapping into their creativity and imagination to understand the world around them. However, they can sometimes lose touch with reality if they become too detached from external sensations. Adopt your nature and balance the elements. Jung's personality types show how people differ yet share commonalities. Your type is a mix of nature and nurture, capable of evolving. If someone suppresses their natural tendencies, it can lead to neurosis. Each type has its dangers when taken to extremes, but the unconscious mind can correct this by bringing suppressed aspects to light. Therefore, it's important for individuals to consciously seek psychological balance. Key points. 1. Jung's theory explores how individual perspectives shape the world. 2. Attitude, extroversion/introversion, influences how we engage with our surroundings. 3. Four functions, thinking, feeling, sensing, intuiting, guide decision-making. 4. Jung identifies 8 personality types based on these functions and attitudes. 5. Psychological balance is crucial for well-being and personal growth. 6. Jung warns against simplistic labeling, emphasizing the complexity of human nature. 7. Learning about these concepts promotes understanding and self-awareness.